coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
Ooh, Lord, I got a word, people. Gird your loins. When what you are doing and that striving to be perfect takes the joy out of the actual experience, that's your red flag.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey, y'all. This is the Kim Gravel Show. And this season, we are leveling up our lives, stepping into our calling and purpose. And we're going to do that together. We're going to start today. This is going to be a great show. I love it, this podcast, for so many reasons. One, because I love you, Zach, and I love doing the show with you.
Thanks, Kim. I love you, too. I was hoping I was going to be one of your reasons. Oh, my gosh.
You are. Tell me the number one reason. And also, I just love it because our community yet gets to connect again. This is another way to all come together and connect. But also, I got a lot of thoughts I want to share. And, you know, I don't know if it's my age, Zach. I don't know. I don't know if it's my life experience because Lord knows, you know, I'm not a counselor or a guru or anything like that. I'm just a regular old girl out here living life, made tons of mistakes. You know, I think you learn from the fails, not the wins, or at least I have in my life. So it's great. I know we've got this episode is the listener question episode. This is those of you who have been listening to the pod and you've had questions and things that you wanted to talk to me about or share with us. And I'm excited about it, Zach. Tell me what's going on because you're the gatekeeper of all the questions.
I'm the gatekeeper, baby. So yeah, so if you email the show, if you leave a message for us on our website, which is kimgravelshow.com, if you call our voicemail line, which is 404-913-6460, then we respond to every single message we get. So these are a couple of the ones that like really touched me the most. And I really wanted to hear what you had to say about these. Okay.
Okay.
So this first one's a voicemail that was left a little while ago. And should we just get into it, Kim? Should we just go for it?
Yeah, I'm dying to hear it. I can't wait to hear what the question is. And we'll get to it right after this. Hey, y'all. Kim Gravel here. And I'm excited about my book that's releasing very, very soon called Collecting Confidence. And I wrote it because I want everyone to feel confident and be the confident person that you already are and walk in it. I'm hoping that when you read it, you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be inspired, you're going to laugh a little, and also you're going to take my stories of my life, the experiences, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the highs, the lows. And it's been that thread in my life that has given me the confidence to be who I was meant to be. And I wanted to do the same for you because you already have it inside of you from the day you were born to right now. It's time to start where you are to become everything you were meant to be. And in Collecting Confidence, it will encourage you to do just that. Collecting Confidence comes out April 25th, and you can pre-order it now wherever books are sold. Let's all do this thing together and walk boldly, y'all, in your collected confidence. Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control. And to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you in your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and get full. They're good, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, listener questions show is about to begin. Okay, Zach, so I know you had a good many. You've picked two. What is this first one?
Okay, well, let's just hear it. This one isn't that long, okay. So I'm not even going to cue it up. Let's just hear it, okay? And the funny thing. Let me just tell you the funny thing about this one, because this woman clearly put a lot of thought into this question and like maybe even wrote the question down, and it's really obvious she was writing, and then she leaves a second voicemail, and it's really funny. So just, I'm going to play you both back to back. Okay. So here's the
I'm already going to love it.
Here's the first voicemail she left. Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Hey there. So I have a question for you guys. Recently, I've been struggling with wanting to be perfect, but mistaking it for striving to do the best that I can or to better myself. But if I'm honest, I've struggled with this on and off for years, and I'm sure a lot of people have too. How do you tell the difference between striving for perfection versus striving to do the best you can and being confident in the results? And how do you catch yourself going down the wrong rabbit trail of perfection? I'd love to hear what you guys think. Love you guys.
Okay, so that's the first one. Wait, let me play the second one. Before you respond, let me play the second one.
Hi, it's me again. That sounded really like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but...
Perfect.
Stiff, my last message, but I really do love you guys, and I just wanted to make sure I said everything I wanted to say and make sure it was clear and straight to you guys. So thanks again. I really love your podcast, and I look forward to hearing the next one. Thanks.
I love it. Her question is about perfectionism, and her first voicemail was done perfectly, and then she called back just to make sure it was done perfect.
That is so perfect, right? And I think you know why maybe this resonated with me so much, because I'm such a perfectionist. Yeah. But
okay, I don't think perfectionism is an unhealthy thing. I think what it is it's an impossible thing to achieve. So when you are a perfectionist, you're constantly chasing the impossibility. You're constantly chasing the impossible. We are never, ever going to be perfect at anything. I don't care how hard we work. I don't care how much we prepare. I don't care how thin we are. I don't care how funny we are. I don't care how perfect we sound. And to be honest with you, her calling back and saying, I just didn't want that to make it sound too stiff. Perfection and perfect is boring.
Yeah.
So we're chasing an ideal that we're never going to be able to attain and doing it in a boring way.
Right. That's why like social media is so like, you know, authentic and real and, you know, not edited and blah, blah, blah.
It's so edited. I love to edit myself. Mm-hmm. I tell you, if you don't put that filter on it and make me look 10 years younger, I don't want you to post it. But to me, that's not perfectionism. That's just being vain.
Okay.
That's just being vain. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be your very best. Like she said, where is that fine line? Where is it that the perfectionism and striving to be your very best? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be your very personal best. That's fantastic. That's having ethics and character and integrity and wanting to present your very best. That's nothing wrong with that. When it becomes a hindrance to your confidence or your people around you or your love for what you're doing, I'm going to tell you something. Ooh, Lord, I got a word, people. Gird your loins. When what you are doing and that striving to be perfect takes the joy out of the actual experience, that's your red flag. When I started at QVC, well, I even came of Queens, but let's take it to QVC, it's more recent. And I would stress so, my perfectionism was so out of control. I'm like, if I don't have the perfect shoes, I don't have the perfect earrings, and if I don't say the right things on live TV, which is not stressful, it's very stressful.
Just never perfect. And never perfect.
Just never perfect. It's just like, oh my gosh, if I don't do this and this and this, we're not going to do well. And when I let all of that go and just was my crazy, you know, girdle popping, you know, sweat hog, because I sweat like a hog and it would just sweat all. When I just became my real self on camera, that's when it really took off.
How long did that take?
It took me about a year to really understand, girl, why are you trying to be perfect on this TV show? This is so stupid. Nobody's buying what you're selling. Like, people know authenticity when they see it. And people don't buy perfection. People don't connect to perfection. They connect to authenticity and who you really are. And that ain't perfect. There's something about perfectionism that robs the joy of the moment if you let it. Mm-hmm. It makes it stressful and makes it pressurous. When we are in our calling and we're doing what we love to do, it should be the most joyful thing we experience. It's not easy, but it's joyful and effortless. So that's how you know, because her question was, how do I know what is being perfectionism and what is just striving to be my very best? It's the lack of joy in what you're doing. When you have lost the joy and now you're worried, stressed, and pressured about doing the right thing and being perfect, that's when you know you need to step back and reevaluate. The fear of failure.
Oh, I just got chills. You waited a beat on that, and I'm just like getting chills. You're like fear of failure, and I'm like, you know, yes.
Do you struggle with that?
I feel
Zach?
That. No comment.
I used to. No, I'm gonna say this. I used to, and now I fear that I'm not gonna fail. I'm gonna have more work.
Yeah, that's sort
honestly
of your biggest thing. You just get too much.
But I'm going to tell you how I overcame that fear of failure. I would just start speaking. I used to say to myself, money comes easily and naturally and freely to me. Opportunities are around every corner. That I used to say that stuff to myself out loud. I still do. This show is going to be amazing. This show is going to touch so many people's lives. This book is going to be a monumental game changer, not only for my life, but for everybody who reads it. That's how I talk now. And people might think that's crazy, but the way that I can talk about that for myself makes me believe that in others too. So that fear of failure is a real thing, but you've got to speak not to that fear. You've got to speak what's opposite of that fear. So if you're feeling like this show is not going to do well, then you say the opposite. This show is going to do well and bless a lot of people. If you have a fear of going bankrupt or not having enough money to pay your bills, you say, I'm going to have so much money, I'm going to be able to give to others freely. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you combat the fear.
You're speaking it into existence. That's manifesting, right?
We're manifesting, but you're also, just to make it super simple, because the show is about this and this question is about perfectionism, it's also speaking to the fear in the correct way. When you are disciplining a child, let's say he's talked back, and I say that because that just happened to me last night during honors chemistry. I thought I was going to wring his neck. I should not know how to balance a chemical equation. Okay? I should not know how to do that, Zach. I'm 51.
Are you good at
that
stuff?
I've done my time.
Do you know that stuff?
Nice. No. I have to learn it so that I can help him. I do not know that stuff. And I don't want to know. Discipline. When you go to discipline your child,
I don't look at him and go, are you stupid, you fool? You don't know how to balance a chemical equation? No. Do I say that to him? Do I want to say that? Sure. Do I say that? No. I say, you can do this. You are so smart. This is super simple. You're going to get this in a flash. Give me 20 minutes, Bo, and you're going to be able to do all of this. So you speak into the fear. What you want it
work?
To do.
How's it work?
It does work. Yeah, nice. He got an A on the test today. He just texted me. It takes 20. You are telling the fear what to do. It's not telling you what to do. That makes sense?
Yeah, I love that.
So to answer your question, when does it become perfectionism and when does it become striving to do your very best? When the joy is gone, the pressure is on, and when you forget to just enjoy that journey.
I'm not even impressed. I mean, I'm impressed with the answer, but I'm more impressed, Kim, that you were able to actually remember the question, because at this point, I don't even remember the question.
Hey, that just goes to show you we ain't perfectionists, baby.
There you go, baby.
All right, we got another question right after this. Okay, everybody, we are back. This is the listener question episode. I'm so excited. I love these questions, Zach, because, you know, it keeps us in communication. And I love having listener question episodes because truly I'm the wisest person I know. And do you know how I know that?
Hey, Kim, how do you know that? This is definitely not a trick question at all. And I'm just going to ask you, how do
because,
you know that, Kim?
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm the wisest person I know because I know that I don't know anything.
That's a drop mic right there. Yeah, that's it.
I'm serious. I mean, it's when someone comes at you and says, I've got all the answers, run. Because it's the not knowing that really makes you wise, because we're always learning and growing. And I love how we're doing this together. So Zach, give me my second question. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. This is perfect because this next person, so this question, this person sent an email that was really heartfelt. And then I had a conversation with her and she actually talked about your wisdom, Kim, in this. So this is like the perfect setup.
The wisdom right. that I know that I don't have. And that's how I know I'm wise. Okay, good.
Exactly. There you go. Yep. So take a listen right now.
I'm a very, very young 62. I can't believe I'm 62. Work a little bit with a little agency here called Southwest Florida Model. And that's why I love Kim's fashion. I just love fashion. And my daughters are 40 and 43. I don't want to have the cute boy. 4 years ago, she picked up the children. She come in my house just in a very soured mood. And she left. And I have not seen her or heard her voice in 4 years. She texts me, Mom, I'm done. I don't want to see you. I don't want you around my kids. I'm done. So I reached out to my eldest. I said, what's going on? And she said, Mama, I'm not sure. And then little by little, she pulled away. So I don't know. I'm lost. You talk about broken. But I listened to Kim. And here comes the tears. That gal, her name is just what to say. She gives such great advice. And she states, I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm not a psychologist, which is her everyday wisdom. I say to myself every day, Susie, maybe they'll call you today. And I never get that call. I don't know, maybe I'd ask Kim, how do I get that call, Kim? There are nights where I just can't sleep and I replay for podcasts and I'll pick up something different every single time. And when I don't feel so brokenhearted.
You know, Susie, I don't know the dynamics of your family. Every family's different. And I know this for a fact that every family has their problems. Every single family has their problems. But I'm going to tell you this right now, and I don't have any, like, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know the clinical ways to talk. All I know is what I would do in the situation and what God says we need to do. But Susie,
I would not give up or give in on your girls and those grandbabies for nothing. I would fight tooth and nail. And what that fight looks like could be absolute prayer, could be soul searching. It could be you don't give up contacting them. You text them every single day, I love you. I miss you. I'm praying for you. You don't give up ever. And I know you're hurting and I know you're alone. I can't even imagine. I really can't. And look, my kids aren't grown yet and this might happen to me too, because Lord knows I'm crazier than, you know, one arm paper hanger out here. And my kids have a lot to not talk to me about. So I can't even begin to even understand what that feels like. But I'm going to tell you, you're 62. You're gorgeous. I can hear the life in your voice. You have a lot of life to live. I wouldn't give up ever. Ever. I don't know that particular situation. Who knows what these girls are going through? Maybe they're going through something that, you know, because we always bring our parents, Zach, for everything. I mean, I've had two of the most best parents in the world, and I blame them for things that I go through. That we're human beings as parents. I mean, Lord help. I mean, I'm serious. My kids have a world of things to hold against me. When they get older, they're gonna need therapy. You know,
we all need therapy, Kim.
We all need therapy. But I mean, I'm not the best parent in the world, but I do know this. They are well loved, whether they believe it or not. And I'm going to tell you something, Susie. Keep loving those girls. Keep loving those grandchildren. And don't stop. Whether they want to receive it right now or not, I don't know. But I will tell you, you're a strong woman, and no matter what has happened in the past in any parts of your family, do not give up. Do not. Because family is forever. It's dysfunctional, it's not fun, and it's always not lovable, but it's forever. And Zach, I will tell you, it is hard to be a parent at any age and stage in life. It's the most, and you know this, Zach, because you love your girls with everything you've got, but you're exhausted like me 98% of the time, and it's that unconditional love for them that keeps us even going. That's hard. I'm going to be praying about that. That's got to be hard on you. But I tell you, you keep doing the right thing and the right things will happen to you. I know that for sure. God does not take us down a road he cannot navigate through. Zach, that's a hard one. That was a hard one.
Do you think, I have a question for you though, Kim. So where's like what's the confidence lesson there? Right? Is it just having the confidence to just keep sort of reaching out, having the confidence to keep going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, facing rejection like she's facing right now, that's tough.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. She's out there on her own.
Yeah.
But she says she's alone. It's hard to when you are being rejected, when you are being told by your own children that they don't want to see you or talk to you anymore. And I'm sure she's being blamed for whatever this situation is, because they said they can't take it anymore. So I don't know what they can't take, Susie, but I mean, they're blaming you for it. You know, it's hard. It's hard. But you have to have that confidence and that security to know and step into the love that I know you have for those girls and those grandchildren. And it's hard. And I'm going to tell you, you're strong and God's going to see you through it. Like you said, you're a praying woman. But I love it when people say, well, I'm praying for you. And that's a great thing. And I'm not discounting that at all. But I think you've got to take it even a step further. Pray and then take action and tell them and show them how you feel. And I'm saying every day or whatever the cadence is that you feel comfortable with. But I would let them know on a regular basis I know you don't want to talk to me. I'm here. I love you. I know you don't want to see me. I'm here. I love you. I know you're mad at me and don't want to, you know, you might not even love me, but I'm here and I love you. And Susie, when you do that, from my personal experience, that really takes a load off of you. Because you're doing all you can to make it right. And I just know that unless their hearts are so hardened, which they're probably not, they're probably hurt, but they're not probably not hardened, that it'll come back around. And when it does, call back, because I want to hear that story.
What about the personal work, like working on yourself? Because obviously something happened.
Yeah, I mean,
there's obviously something there, and she's claiming to not see it and not have any idea.
Well, that could possibly be, though. That truly can possibly be. I mean, there are people that have hurt me and have what I consider done me wrong, and they have no clue what they've done, you know, and I've held it against them. I mean, I'm serious. This is human nature. This is how communication goes. We are piss poor communicators at best. We do not, as humans, and especially in today's society, know how to communicate our feelings in a way that's well received. We hold them in and we blame, and I'm guilty. But whatever the reason, we won't know. Maybe Susie doesn't even know, but she can just work on herself and try to not, but don't beat yourself up, Susie. You can't sit there and lament and get down and depressed and try to figure out what you may or may have not done. Because we don't, and none of us know. I mean, like if you have no idea either, I mean, you don't know. But what we can do is love anyway. Because love conquers all. It might not conquer all tomorrow or next week or a year from now. Because it don't give us a timetable on when it conquers, but it does conquer all.
That's beautiful.
That's right. It's beautiful. Keep us posted, Susie. I'm here for you, girl. Listen to the podcast. Call us. Let us know what's going on. I want to hear a follow-up. I'm believing for big things. I think you're going to find that it'll turn around. I'm hoping so. You know, we live in a world today, Zach, where we tell people, if it's difficult, don't do anything, but just let it go. We don't need them. When we're in a very disposable society. Let me say that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sticking it out and gritting it out these days is being celebrated. But those people who stand in the face of fear, in the face of adversity, in the face of being challenged, being fought, being hurt, and almost destroyed, when you can stand, that is the true win of life. Doesn't matter what has happened to you, just know it's happening through you for a reason, and don't ever give up. Ever. Ever. Ever give up. All right, y'all. Keep those questions coming in. Call us. Let us know your question. Email Zach. But keep in touch and just know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. There's only one of you on this planet. And walk in your confidence in that uniqueness that is you, and walk in it boldly. Till next time, everybody. I'm Kim Gravel. This is Zach.
I'm Zach. Hey. Bye.
And we love y'all. Hey and bye. We love y'all.
I just hit the wrong button twice. How to do anything, it turns out. Okay.
Well, join the club, honey. Join the club. I just went and had a colonoscopy. I know it's overshare.
I'm going to pick a sound effect right here for that. It's just going to be like...
Yeah. That is my middle name, procrastination. Kim Procrastination Gravel. I'm awful. The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.